glorify you and do your work. And as your children, we would honor you and do the things that it please you. We know that you are holy and righteous, and that there can be no sin or darkness in your presence. And we pray that we will ever be in your presence, and that through your Son, we can also be holy and righteous. And we are so thankful for him, for his love, for his sacrifice, and for the blood that cleanses us from our sins. We pray now that as we worship you in song, that we would give you our hearts, that our songs would give you glory and honor and praise you as you deserve. Be with us through the rest of this service, and we ask all these things through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Number 607. Tonight's scripture reading is out of Psalm 25. I'll be reading verses 1 through 11. If you're using a Pew Bible in front of you, that will be found on page 492. That's Psalm 25, verses 1 through 11. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or the transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches in his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great.
Let's pray together. O Lord, our Lord, we bow before you, recognizing you as the God of all, whose greatness and power rules over this universe, and in whom we can put our trust and faith. We realize, God, there is no one like you, and that it is in you that we have found hope, that we have found forgiveness. And we're so grateful for everything that you give us in our lives, but most of all those things that strengthen our faith and give us hope and help us to trust in you from day to day. We know you as a God who cares and who loves us, who is righteous and also patient and steadfast in your love. And we ask you, God, to please remember also that you are a merciful God, and that you will continue to show your tender mercies to us as we struggle against Satan and sin in this life. We need so much, Father, your mercy and your patience and your forgiveness. We beg it of you through our Savior, who died for us that we might have the forgiveness of our sins. We pray, Father, that we might always put our hope in you, knowing that you are unchanging and faithful to those who seek you. And may we always remember, Father, that the ones that you put trust in are those who are obedient to your will. May we understand that you expect of us that we will seek to know your will and to obey it to the best of our ability, and that we understand that this is what you want us to do every day of our life. Father, when we fail, we do ask for your mercy and forgiveness, and that we might receive further instruction from you in your word that will strengthen us and lead us in paths of righteousness. Father, we want to honor you. We want your name to be revered because of the way that we live, because of how we treat our fellow man. Father, as we live in this world from day to day, we face those who oppose you and oppose the faith, and who cause our lives to be difficult, that challenge us as we try to keep our faith. We put our trust in you, Father, knowing that your name will be vindicated, if not today, in the future, and that if we will stand with you and we will be faithful to you even in trial, that you, Father, will one day vindicate us for our faithfulness to you. Father, our world does not understand the greatness of you and of your steadfast love for mankind. May we, as your children, realize the great responsibility we have to teach that to the world, to proclaim to them your steadfast love, your mercy, your power, and your right to judge. Father, may we do the to the very best of our ability to teach others about the saving grace that is found in Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that our lives in the future will be examples of righteousness, influences, and powers for good on all those around us. Even as we ask you, Father, to not remember our past sins, that as you have put them away, so may we, that we might go forward, understanding we are forgiven and justified, and speak with boldness your word, and influence others for righteousness' sake. We know, Father, that we must depend upon you in time of trial, and of sickness, and sorrow, that comfort can be found only in you. And we pray for those who have those special needs right now in our number, those who may be facing trials and difficulties, those like Sister Steen who are facing surgery this week, that you will be with her and give her comfort and strength, and that we will be mindful of her. May we be mindful of all those in our number who are sick and who are weak and who are shut in, who we can show care for and help them to sustain their faith in their trials. Father, may we learn to depend upon you and upon one another, that our faith may not waver, but that we will be faithful even to the point of death, that we might be with you forever. Bless this congregation. Bless us as we seek to follow in the paths of righteousness and teach others about the Lord. May you be honored by what we do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're singing number 136 in the supplement, "You Are My Strength." It's up on the board now. Awesome.
You are my shield. will call upon the Lord, number 110 in the supplemental.
Tonight, I'll be reading from Psalms 25, 11 through 25. Again, Psalms 25, 11 through 25. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. O guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all of his troubles.
Number 112. Teach me thy way.
Oh,
Good evening. As Steve mentioned this morning, this is my last Sunday service here. I'm moving to Kentucky later this week. And because of that, I just want to say I'm thankful for Tommy giving me the chance to have the invitation, and I can say thank you to you all. This wasn't written in there. But I just want to say thank you for all the encouragement and support that you've provided for me. I couldn't have asked for a better group of Christians to help me develop my faith throughout my life. All right, I'm done with that. Well, I was trying to think about what I wanted to talk about tonight. I started thinking a lot about this church. But instead of talking about this particular church tonight, I want to talk about the church as a whole. One of the biggest blessings God has given us is His church. The church can serve many purposes, but the one that I want to talk about real quick is the unity that it gives us as Christians. We read in Psalm 133, verse 1, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." And then later on in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith." Both these verses, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, it just goes to show from the beginning, throughout all of time, God has had one purpose for His church, and it's to be united throughout the entire world. And that's why I wanted to focus on, that's why I didn't want to focus tonight on this particular church we have at Tampa, but I wanted to focus on the universal church, all the Christians around the world. It's because of this universal church that Christ has established for us that any of us, no matter where we go in the world, can have the assurance that we aren't in this journey alone. We have God and we have each other. And one of the best parts about this church is that there's no limit as to who can be a part of it. The invitation to join Christ's body is open for all who believe and give their lives to Him. And we see that again throughout the entirety of the Bible. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." And again, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." So tonight I want to ask you, do you want to join into this unity of faith? Do you want to give your life to Christ and join His family and attain all the blessings that come with being part of Christ's body? If there's any way we can help you tonight, please come forward as we stand and sing.